About 20 years ago, authorities say Paul Howell, a drug trafficker, tried to kill two women with a pipe bomb because they knew too much about a South Florida drug ring. But Florida Highway Patrol Trooper Paul Fulford intercepted the delivery and opened the package, which ended up killing him. And now that Howell is slated for execution, one group, Tallahassee Citizens Against the Death Penalty, says the governor and the court should stay his execution. The group's chair, Juve Harrington, says killing Howell or any death row inmates does not do anyone any good, including the victim's family.
It doesn't give them any restorative value. It doesn't give them anything, because at the end of the day, you can't replace those loved ones.
One person who can attest to that is Agnes Fury. The 76-year-old is a Florida resident who knows what it feels like to lose a loved one to a homicide. In her case, she lost her daughter and her grandson in 1998.
The man who murdered them is serving time in prison, and he would have been subject to the death penalty. And I'm real grateful that that didn't happen.
And why is that?
Because I don't think that killing him would have done my daughter or my grandson any honor. And it certainly wouldn't have made me feel any better. It wouldn't have changed anything.
Sheila Hopkins with the Florida Catholic Conference says what the state really needs to do is find another alternative to the death penalty.
We recognize the state has the right to execute people. However, we also believe that because the modern penal system can contain aggressors and protect society, we are more in tune with what is available. Since 1994, you can provide the penalty of life in prison without possibility of parole. That is severe punishment. That is punishing the criminal for the crime, assuming that this is the guilty party.
And retired Reverend Emery Hinks agrees. He says Florida should follow the lead of several other states in the nation and abolish the death penalty entirely.
In the United States, just a few years ago, it was 12 states that did not sanction the death penalty. Today, a little bit over a third of the states of the United States of America have abolished it, with other states considering it. I am confident that it will happen in Florida at some point. I hope it would be sooner rather than later.
Recently, a bill that would have ended the death penalty in Florida failed to pass out of its first committee stop in the Florida legislature. It was a bill sponsored by Democratic Representative Michelle Rewinkle-Vasalinda. Meanwhile, Howell, who's scheduled to die by lethal injection Tuesday, is seeking a final federal review of his case by the Florida Supreme Court. The high court recently denied hearing his first appeal, which his lawyers say could make him the first Florida inmate in recent years executed without a final federal review of his case, after the death penalty was reinstated about 40 years ago. But according to the Attorney General's office, there have been several capital cases that have not had a final federal review within the last decade. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.